The Lord has good things for you all tonight, as He specifies that to my spirit to communicate to you. There are special things happening in this place tonight, if you'll grab hold of it. You're not here by accident. You're not here because you were drug here. You're here because you're here by the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the Lord says this, be filled with my spirit. Lay hold to eternal life. Receive the benefits and the good things I have for you. Above all, the Lord says this to all of us. Let's talk. Okay, Lord, we'll do that. So, God wants to talk to all of us in our private time, okay? So make time for the Lord. Okay, let's worship.
Is raging at my feet. I can feel the breath of those surrounding me. I can hear the sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that arose Jesus from the grave, the same power that commanded dead to wake, lives in us. Nothing we can't do. Yes, we know there are greater things in store. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that rose Jesus from the grave, the same power that moves mountains when He speaks. The same.
Wow. Praise God. Sure. Let me get the microphone.
I have a couple of friends at work. They're Baptist, but they know there's more. You mm-hmm. know, there's more, and yeah. they're searching for it.
Yeah.
And so I try to help them a little bit. They're still a little mm-hmm. not responsive to Holy Spirit and
right.
the speaking in tongues and right. everything. But I'm praying.
Yes.
They're going to get there.
Yes. If we got there, they can get there.
Exactly. Well, we have a time after our morning meeting that four of us get together and we do orders and care plans. And we usually have a little personal talk.
Yeah.
Well, every once in a while we have church, you
yeah.
know.
That's good.
But we had one of my friends, she had a revelation of what Jesus did in hell. You know, a lot of people don't believe that he went to hell.
Right.
But
right.
when she was with her granddaughter, and at church they did the tomb and the, I don't know what it's called. It's like a egg and a, I don't know. Anyway, it was a children's thing. Mm-hmm. But she had a revelation of Jesus going to hell and everything that he went through.
Wow.
And the power that got him out of there.
Yeah.
And the power that she has
yeah.
in her life. And it was just awesome yeah. it, just to see that revelation. And she was preaching it all
down.
Day to everybody. You know, it
yeah.
it
yeah.
was so
she
good.
She needs to write that down.
Yeah.
Because that's a revelation that I've known people that have gone there and come back, you know, kind of a thing, but not to that degree. I mean, because
right.
the Bible says he went to the deepest hell.
Right.
There are levels of, in hell, yeah. some not as bad as others, but he went to the lowest low.
Yeah.
And but then the Father said, that's enough.
Yeah.
That's enough. Third day. Aren't you? I was so glad to hear. Aren't we glad for Jonah that he wasn't in there a week in that fish's belly and stuff, but 3 days. And that's the prophecy that God used. Amen. And none of y'all have these moments, do you? You liars, come on down here now. So anyway, but tonight, let's go to Acts chapter 1, please. Acts chapter 1. And when this song started, I said, oh, we done got a hold of something here. Because this is just what this is all about. The greater one in me. Amen. Acts chapter 1. Beginning with verse 1. Hallelujah. Not Genesis, Acts. There we go. In the beginning. I always like that scripture. That means they're going to have baseball in heaven. In the beginning. Amen. You got to stretch that a little bit, but hey. All right, Acts 1:1. Who wrote the book of Acts? Luke. Luke wrote Acts. And he wrote also the book of Luke. You got it. Hallelujah. The former treatise, don't you love King James, or letter, have I made, O Theophilus. Now, Blaine Bowman pronounces that, this is the ugliest man in the world, Theophilus. It's spelled that way, too. I mean, hey, Theophilus. But I can't say it right now. Theophilus. It was a great servant of God, but evidently he couldn't get a bus ticket to come to Jerusalem and all the see all the things that happened, you know, at the cross and the resurrection and the ascension and all that stuff. He was out of town. He maybe couldn't get there. And hey, that's okay. But Luke wrote to him. They were good friends. And it says, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. And that would probably be a pretty long and a great letter. Are y'all going to get over this, Theophilus? It's been a fun, you know. Hey, that's all times in with that joke. You know, the ugly. Okay, here we go. Of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, guess what? He's still doing it today. Verse 2, please. We're going to read here, so just hang on. Until the day in which he was taken up. Everybody say taken up. So he wrote a letter to Theophilus about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. So we can rest assured there was a day he was ascended. There's a day that he was taken up. Everybody say taken up.
Taken up.
Glory be to God. We're going to be taken up one day. Everybody say amen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, everybody say, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Verse 3. To whom also he showed himself alive. Everybody say alive. Jesus showed himself alive after his passion or his death and resurrection by many infallible proofs. Does anybody know what infallible would mean? No question about it. Infallible. You can't prove it's wrong. It's right. By many infallible proofs. So we don't have to wonder. The Bible says it. We believe the Bible. It's a done deal. Being seen of them, the apostles and the other ones close by, for 40 days. Let me say 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Wouldn't you like to be on some of those conversations? No one had ever been there yet. He'd been on the earth for like 3 years in ministry. Then he died. Then he was resurrected. Don't you want to just say, Jesus, how'd you do that? But he did it. He and the Father worked this thing out so you and I could be sitting here tonight with heaven on our mind.
Yeah.
Amen? Hallelujah. Alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. There are millions of people today that do not think that Jesus rose from the dead. They do not think he's the Son of God. But as you've read books, and I've read books, the odds of him not being the Son of God are unbelievably just like, no way, Jose. Y'all know that? Y'all read books about that? I have too. No one even comes close. So he is the Son of God, right? And he's resurrected, right? He was dead, but now he's alive and alive forevermore. So he showed himself alive for 40 days, speaking of things pertaining to the kingdom of God. He wasn't talking about March Madness. He wasn't talking about the weather, which are two things I've been talking about a lot here lately. Verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. So he said, stay together, guys. Don't leave Jerusalem. But God, I got 5 hungry children and a crop in the field. I'm on a roll, girls. But God, you know, don't leave me, Lucille. Oh, mate. They should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. But wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And Jesus has been telling about this, but I want to bring out a word here that we need to hear again. John truly baptized with water. Do we have a picture of that? Immersed is what that word means. Now, if you get immersed, is there anything dry on you? Are you wet all over? Yeah. For John truly baptized with water in repentance, but you, ever say me, shall be baptized, immersed with the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, there ain't a dry thread on us. We are immersed in the Holy Ghost. I said we are immersed in the Holy Ghost. We're wet all over, inside and out. Glory be to God. We've been baptized in the Holy Spirit. We didn't get a little sprinkle. We didn't get a little dabble, do you? It wear off in a little while. Then we were immersed, and we still, everybody say, I still am.
I still am.
I still am immersed. He didn't leave you. You are immersed. You came up a different person. One translation says, you were seized by the Holy Ghost. I mean, you, Holy Ghost, wall to wall, top to bottom. So, my question was this, come to church this afternoon, or late this afternoon. I began to pray, and all of a sudden the Holy Spirit just rose up and said, I am seized by the Holy Ghost. I've been immersed in the Holy Ghost. I was, and I am, and I always will be. It doesn't matter what I feel like. Doesn't matter what I look like. I just got to know I am baptized, covered, inside and out. Not with water, but with what? God Himself. The Spirit of God has baptized you, Jan, and raised you up to be that way all the days of your life. Yep. All the days of our life. We're walking around full of the Holy Spirit. Glory be to God. That's the promise of the Father we're going to get to talk about in just a second. I am baptized. What I got won't wash off. It won't run out. It's a continuing well flowing from heaven. I am full of the Holy Spirit. I am full of the Holy Ghost. And I don't leak. Now, my feelings may get a little this way, and you know, but that's nobody's fault but mine. John truly baptized with water. I like the word truly there, as Luke is writing to Theophilus, the ugliest. For John truly, ever say truly.
Truly.
Now, why would he put that word in there? It's like, I'm telling you, Theophilus, John truly baptized with water. And everybody says, yes, amen, yes, John the Baptist, yes. But when it comes like what you were talking about, Rose, baptized with the Holy Ghost. Ooh, I'm not so sure. Well, how are they going to figure this out? How are they that don't know going to know? Just by doing exactly what you're doing, sharing it with them. The light will come on. Because we'll get to that in just a second. It's called the word witness. You be witnesses. Verse 6, please. When they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Boy, it sounds just like us, doesn't it? Did you forget verse 5? Peter, James, and John? John and James wanted to be, you know, their mama sent the word, said, tell Jesus, when y'all get to heaven, I want you to sit on the right and you to sit on the left side of the Father. Well, Jesus was really cool about it. He said, that ain't going to happen. He said, that's not in my power to say that. But what does it show about us? How shallow we are. I want to be the prettiest and the most important one there. I want to sit as close to Jesus as anybody else. Well, you're not going to get to. Because we're all going to be the same. There are no favorites in the kingdom of God. He died for every one of us. Of course, I'm pretty special. Hey, that's a joke. Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And they still have this Jewish mentality. God's going to set up a new kingdom on the earth, and the Jews are going to rule and reign. It's like King David has come back. And Jesus, they're so far off base, they just don't understand. Ever say they just don't understand? And we didn't either. Will you at this time restore the kingdom of heaven? I don't know. I don't know. That eclipse is coming Monday. I don't know what's going to happen. Verse 7. There's some astronomers going to be really going crazy Monday. And he said unto them, is it not for you to know the time? It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father put in, it would say, his own power.
His own power.
And that word power there is not dynamis. But it's very close. But it's bigger. It's more than just miracle. There's only one God. And he's got power that nobody else has and never will have. He sets the times and the seasons. We don't get to do that. Now, we got some miracle working power, glory be to God, because I've been immersed in the Holy Ghost. Who needs prayer tonight? Let's pray. Let's be bold about the Holy Ghost and be a witness to this world. Is this the right church? Maybe I'm over, need to be over here. Hallelujah. Y'all get that? Got it. The Father's put in his own power. God's just God. He's everything God's supposed to be. Verse 8. You'll know this one. But you, ever say, but me. But you shall receive power. Now, who said this? Jesus said this. But you. Jesus is talking to you tonight, Bill. To you, Andy. To you. What's your name? Virgil. There he is. To all of us, you shall receive power. That's dunamis. Miracle working power. But that can only happen when I feel good. That can only happen when I feel anointed. Feelings have nothing to do with faith. I say that loud. Feelings have nothing to do with faith. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It didn't say what I want, what I have good feelings about. You know, I just don't feel. Faith has nothing to do with that. What if you walk up on something that's just, I mean, that's something terrible's happened and, you know, somebody needs to be healed and, well, let me call the pastor. Let me call the deacons. Let me call, see if I need to do this. No, 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 no. You know what's going to happen? Holy Ghost is going to rise up in you. Why? You've been baptized in him. That's who you are. We are kings and priests on the earth. We're not second-class citizens. We're not the weak minority. We are God's children. We are children of the kingdom of God. We are the head and not the tail. We're going to win this thing. And when Jesus comes back, we're going to leave this place for 7 years. Then we're going to all come back with him. And the devil is going to be barbecued. And the false prophet thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone. There were 1,000 years of perfect peace. Then for a season, the devil gets loose again. And still people will follow him. But then the end will come. There'll be a great white throne judgment. And the sheep, everybody says us. The sheep are going to be on the right side. And Lynn and Smothers are going to be, no, I'm kidding. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Here we go. The sheep on the right side, the goats on the left side, and the goats are going to go into the lake of fire and brimstone. And the false prophet and the devil are going to be in that lake forever. You will never see or hear of them again. Can you imagine? Can you imagine just how good heaven's going to be? Can you imagine just how good earth can be with heaven down here? Yeah. Yeah. We're going to get to enjoy that. I said, nobody here is going to miss that. If you love God, you're going to go to heaven. Yeah, praise God. You're not going to miss out. In fact, you'll never die. Your body may give up. But like Sister Gloria Copeland said, when your body goes kaput, she actually said that. I heard her. When your body goes kaput, your spirit just leaves. That's exactly what happens when your spirit, you know, we can put it in more medical terms, when your body ceased to have enough power to support life. She just said, when it goes kaput, your spirit just leaves. She's exactly right. When your heart stops and you start breathing, it ain't over. It's just got started. Woo-hoo-hoo! I said, it just got started, y'all. Hallelujah. I'm more excited than whatever. Okay. Here we go. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. When? When?
After.
Well, after. It's come upon you. And you, let me say that means me, shall be witnesses. Ooh, unto me. Witnesses. Everybody say, I'm a witness.
I'm a witness.
That word witness, as you look it up, has an idea of being a martyr. It's someone that can recite the record. It's someone that can set the record straight. It's someone that's an eyewitness. It's someone that has been converted on the inside and is full of the Holy Ghost. I mean, hey. You shall receive power. You don't get to sit on my right hand and my left hand. I'm sorry. And we're not going to set up an earthly kingdom. But you're going to get the power. Ever say, I got the power? We got the power. That's what we need to think about that all the time. Start tomorrow. I got the power. I can do all things through Christ. I got the power. Yeah. I've been immersed in the Holy Ghost, and I hadn't gotten dry yet. And I won't get dry. After the Holy Ghost come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. It's like a courtroom scene. But yet, witnesses, you witnessed this coming Monday, you will witness what? The eclipse. Yay. Anybody here seen one before? It's going to look a lot like the first one. But this one's coming from all directions. I just got to figure it out. You shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem. Everybody say Jerusalem. Woo! It's always good in church. I'm telling you what, I think I can run. I think I can shout. I think I can sing. I think I can preach in church. Well, let's do it. But I can't do it outside the church. What happened? Did you get a little dry? Where'd the Holy Ghost go? He ain't just been here. He's right there.
Yeah.
And that's where we go. Every day, when we leave in a few minutes, we'll be going somewhere else, not in church. This is not Jerusalem. This is Jerusalem as we compare it to the world. But we're going to go outside. And God is so good. He wants us to be a witness that we can win others. But he wants us not to get killed. I'm telling you, he's put something in you that money cannot buy. He's put something in you that there's no protection or shield that can stop you from all this stuff. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the Word of God. It's the knowledge of God. It's the blood of Jesus all in you. Everybody say, I got the power. When? After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Well, it's not a question mark there, is it? You shall receive power, question mark. No. We either got it or we don't. Got it. And it can get bigger and bigger and bigger. As more we yield to him, the bigger he'll get inside of you.
Right.
Amen. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall be witnesses unto me in both Jerusalem pretty easy there sometimes. And in all Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost part of the earth. That includes Chickasaw County and Pontotoc County and Monroe County. Are y'all in Monroe? Y'all in Chickasaw, aren't you? Who's in Monroe County? All right. I'm in Monroe County. I can throw a rock and get out of it, hope anyway. To the uttermost part, wherever you go, you will be a witness for God if you walk in the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 2, and 3, right on through there. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life, that's the Holy Spirit, in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. I am free. I am redeemed, Julie. I am redeemed. My name is Jesus. I reminded the devil that on the way to church. I'm blood bought, water baptized, Holy Ghost baptized, dunked down, held down, came up wet, still wet. Glory be to God. And by that, I'm redeemed. And also, I got his name. I have his name. Right here, I ain't got my pocketbook on me. Hallelujah. I got a credit card in there that says Jimmy Bryan on it. I got another one that says Jesus Christ. When I'm talking to the devil. Jesus, in the name of, devil, in the name of Jesus, you come out. Everybody say the uttermost. Dan, you may have straightened me out, but I think when you go off the hill in Grenada, that's the uttermost. Now, you worked over there for a while in Greenville. Now, we had relatives that lived, Dan's brother lived over there. It's flat as a flitter. I'm telling you, water won't even run off over there. And when you look at something in a sink or something supposed to be water, it looks brown. Just assume it's water. It takes faith. Verse 9, we got to hurry up here. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. Can you get that picture? When he finished talking, they watched him and he just went, okay, out of sight. Verse 10, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. We would call those two men angels. In white apparel. Verse 11. Which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? Question mark. This same Jesus. Everybody say same Jesus. There ain't no substitute, but this is the real McCoy. This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner. There is a rapture. Glory be to God. I don't care what the skeptics say. I don't care what the professor says. There is a rapture. This is by the angels. And Paul will tell us about the same thing later on. Which is taken up, you shall so come in like manner. As you have seen him go into heaven, he's coming back. Verse 12. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Mount of Olives, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. Now, how long is that? About a mile. Less than a mile. See, you can't do anything on a Sabbath day. You can feed your animals, but the wife don't have to cook that day. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the Mount called Olives, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. It's just across the little valley, Kedron Valley. Right up there. 13. And when they were come in, they went up to the upper room. I've been in that upper room. And they say it's very likely it could have been the very one. It was, if not, it was built just like it, probably. And it's just a big building, and the big open. It has that open concept when you want to do your house, you know. Anyway, and they were coming. They went up into. Lynn, you got your Bible open?
Yes.
What do you got? You got the Passion going?
I can get it right quick.
Get it right quick, because I'm going to ask. No, we don't have to. There it is right there. And when they were coming, they went up into an upper room where there abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew and Philip and Thomas and Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. 14, please. So the big guys are there. These men rubbed shoulders with Jesus. And these all continued with one accord. Everybody say that's a miracle. And one accord in prayer and supplication with the women. Oh my goodness, some denominations would be flipping their wig right here. Women, let me tell you something. If it weren't for women, there probably wouldn't be a church today. I'm serious. Read your history. These all continued one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there as well. With his brethren, his half-brothers were there. 15, please. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Everybody said about 120. How many is in the upper room? About 120. Okay? And they're up. How many days are they going to be there? I would say 10. Can you imagine 120 people in one room for 10 days? Glory be to God. Somebody's got to go to the grocery store. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of names together were about 120. Verse 16. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David, Old Testament, spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. Is this coming out alive to you, what's happening here? Old Testament prophesying about Judas. 17. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. 18. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, the money he got, the 30 pieces of silver. And falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. Not a pretty sign. 19. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, insomuch that that field is called in their proper tongue. It's different in one of those translations, but anyway. Alcidama, which is to say the field of blood. 20. How many scriptures are there? For it is written, for it is written in the book of Psalms, let this habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein. And his bishopric. You got something on that, Lynn? You got something? What does message say? Or passion? Okay, we'll time out right here. Take his ministry. That's a ministry word there. Nobody can take. We'll take his ministry. Let another take it. So his bishopric or his ministry, let another take. 21. Wherefore are these men shall have company with us the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. 22. We're going to just might well finish it out. Beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that Jesus was taken up from us. When was that? Not long ago, just a few days ago, he ascended. Must be ordained to be witness with us of his resurrection. So there's qualifications to being in the ministry. 23. I just didn't go pick up somebody on the sidewalk. And they appointed two called Joseph, Barsabbas, whose surname is Justice, and Matthias. 24. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these two thou hast chosen. 25. that he may take part of this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression failed, that he might go to his own place. 26. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Is there any more, Virgil? We did good, didn't we? You did real good. All right, so the main things tonight was this. Easter was Sunday. Jesus came out of the tomb. Well, what did he do? He went about for 40 days showing people that he was the real deal. Many infallible proofs. And then he had more instruction for them. There's always more. And they did what he said, go tarry for 10 days. Right? And then they got the Holy Spirit. Aren't you glad? We're 2,000 years different. Aren't you glad that we had witnesses all the way up to our generation? They didn't forget the story because of the power of the Holy Spirit, the leadership of the Holy Spirit. They didn't forget the story. Guess what? We're not going to forget the story either. And we're going to carry it on and carry it on and carry it on until the end of time. This gospel will be preached to every corner of the world. Amen. Amen, amen. Let's bring those prayer requests down. You got something in? Bring the prayer requests down. We'll pray over those. Thank you all for being patient with me. Just 10 minutes late. Felt like 40. Is that what you said? God is good. We're so glad Diane's feeling better. Looking marvelous tonight. Hallelujah. All right. Danny, you have to help us hold the fort here, buddy. I'm telling you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lay our hands. Lord, we are filled with your Spirit. We've been immersed in your Spirit. Lord, our hands are not normal hands. What's in us is not normal. Lord God, we release the power of the Holy Spirit into these people's lives that they'll rise. They'll arise from their problems, from their healing, from their sickness, and be healed. Lord, we thank you. And whatever's wrong, you'll make it right. Jesus, you are Lord and Savior of all. You raise the dead. You heal the sick. You cleanse the leper. You save the lost. You are everything. Everything. Lord, may these people realize it and experience your goodness. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We all prayed and agreed and said, amen. 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 Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for being here tonight. Amen. Hallelujah.